Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. As many of you find yourselves spending more time at home, we do follow suit, stay a bit more domestic and delve into the world of great recipes. This week we hear from Filippo Lagatuta, who is the executive chef for the French restaurant group Big Mama in Britain.
Hello everyone, I'm Filippo, I'm the executive chef for the Big Mama group here in UK. I come from Italy and I'm gonna show you one of the best recipes you can have at home. This recipe is one of the best comfort food I can have in my mind because it's very hot, it's very full of taste, and it's one of the best recipes my grandma does on the Sunday lunch with all the family around the table. The recipe is very easy. We need to have some minced beef and minced pork. We mix all together. For example, we take 300 grams of minced beef and 300 grams of minced pork. We mix together. We put a little bit of salt, pepper, one egg, a tablespoon of vinegar, and we take a lot of parsley inside. Parsley is a touch of freshness in these recipes. It's a little bit stronger like a recipe. To mix in the meat, we take 100 grams of fresh bread, and we put with a little bit of milk. We need to wet the bread with the milk. When the bread is wet, we remove the excess of milk and we put with the meat inside the bowl. Inside the bowl, we start to mix all the ingredients, the eggs, the two types of meat, the vinegar, parsley, salt, and bread. And we try to have a sort of dough of meat. When we have this one, we can try to have our bowl. One polpette, I think the best thing is to have 60-70 grams of meat of a polpette dough, each polpetta, 70 grams each polpetta. We do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 polpetta, I don't know how many you want, and we start to deep fry in a pan with sunflower oil. Sunflower oil, very hot, we put each polpette inside and we wait till the polpetta is really crunchy outside, it's very crusty. In the same time, we prepare a tomato sauce, simply tomato sauce with a little bit of onion in olive oil. We stir the onion till the onion is golden. After that, we put the tomato sauce. For example, we can use 50 grams of olive oil, 2 onions. We wait, the onion is golden, and we put 2 liters of tomato sauce, and we cook this tomato sauce a little bit just to keep the warmth of the tomato sauce. In the same time, the polpette is fried ready, and this is the half of our recipe. After the fryer times, we take our polpette and we put inside the tomato sauce, and we keep the cooking around for 1 hour, 1 hour and a half at little fire, not a strong fire. Really important, this passage is not a strong fire but little one. After this 1 hour and a half of cooking with the polpette and tomato sauce, the plate is ready, because we have our tomato sauce is gonna be reduced a lot and take all the flavor of the meat, and our polpetta, our meat, is gonna be really juicy and soft. It's not a hard meat, it's gonna be really soft, really taste of tomato and meat, and really juicy. We can serve this plate with some spinach or raw spinach if you want to have some fresh salad on the side, or cooked spinach is gonna be very fun. In our restaurant we serve this with spinach, cooked spinach with olive and garlic and the polpette on the side. It was a very, very good plate. Is one of the best comfort food you can have at home in a cold time.
Thanks to Filippo Lagatuta, and you can taste his cooking in London in 2 restaurants, Gloria in Shoreditch or Circolo Popolare in Fitzrovia. For more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned for The Menu, our food and drink show that premieres every Friday at 20:00 London time. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi, thanks for listening and bye for now.